people come in there and he'd let them taste of it. Boy, they're bragging on that.
Is that stuff seasoned very much?
Seasoned?
Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah, you have to season it to make it really good. I never did put very much sage in mine. I didn't like too much sage in my sauce. But you use pepper sauce, and red pepper and black pepper, and just a little sage. And, you know, if you got green peppers, you can chop up the green pepper real fine and put in there. But I usually take the pickled pepper, you know, and chop it up fine or put it in a grinder, you know, and grind it up fine, mix it with it, with my pepper sauce. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't got pepper sauce, put a little vinegar in it, you know, it'll make it have that vinegar taste. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever make any kind of liver sausage or liver pudding, anything like that?
Yeah. They used to make, and the people down here on the lake still do that. My aunt up there, they used to take them big intestines of a hog and clean them good, you know, and stuff them with livers and lights, have the lights and livers and all flavored up good, and grind up the tongues and the livers and the lights and hearts and stuff like that, and pack it in them, put pepper and salt and black pepper and red pepper and salt and vinegar and crumble up red pepper, you know, and put it long in there and stuff that and let it dry while, you know, put it in a cool place, or if the weather's cold, hang it up. And then they'd boil it, you know, and slice it. Boy, that was something that was good, too.
What'd they call that?
Oh, I forgot what they called it, but it had a name, all right. I heard that lady mention it the other night down there on the lake about what they call that. And I used to have a friend up there that made what he called a mulligan stew.
Mulligan stew?
Mulligan stew.
What was that like?
Well, he made a... He'd take a... If he caught a big catfish, some he'd take the head and boil it and get all the meat off the bone and take a piece of beef, a piece of pork, and then he'd put the okra and tomatoes and boil it down. Mm-hmm. He'd put all kind of seasoning in it. Sometimes he'd put a filet, they call it. It ain't nothing but sassafras leaves dried. And the old people used to get their sassafras leaves in the spring of the year and hang them up and dry them. And it'd crumble up just a powder. He'd put some of that in there,